House Bill 3093 seeks to expand broadband internet access throughout the state by the year 2020. 30% of West Virginians do not have access to basic broadband services as defined by federal law, according to the Federal Communications Commission. And when you look at just the rural parts of West Virginia, that percentage jumps to 48%. House Bill 3093 aims to change that. One of the biggest parts of the bill is it allows communities to form internet co-ops. These co-ops, or cooperatives, would work together with a service provider to become their community's own provider, thus reaching areas that may not have access to broadband. Republican Delegate Roger Hanshaw of Clay County is the bill's lead sponsor. While it has seen wide bipartisan support, there has been some opposition to the bill from internet service providers, which Hanshaw addressed in his floor speech.
This is a bill that's intended to promote competition. There's no doubt about that. But it's a bill intended to do so in places where competition doesn't exist. The formation of cooperatives is intended to happen and will happen in places where there is not service. People who are receiving service now have no motivation to avail themselves of this process and are unlikely to do so.
The bill passed 97-2 and now heads to the Senate for further consideration. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick at the State House.